Now, I'm going to, in a way, I guess in a way coming from it from another viewpoint, I'm going to try and share with you a question, or I'm going to try and answer a question that so many people ask. And it's, how can God use me? I don't have any, you know, gifts or anything major, or I'm not a preacher, I'm not a teacher, I just don't have anything that's outstanding. I want to share a story with you that we've heard probably many times, and how God has used someone years before to reach someone for Christ. Now, the story is Jesus meeting Zacchaeus. And let's read it from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, and then I'll come back and explain. Luke chapter 19, verse 1. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He's going to be the guest of one who's a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." What a beautiful story, because it's a story of Zacchaeus, in a way, was checking out God from a tree, but Jesus had already sought him out. He knew that he was going to meet Zacchaeus that day. He knew about Zacchaeus' background. But what I want to share upon is, I guess, Jericho in those days of Jesus. Jericho in the time of Jesus was actually a crossroads town where people often passed through from going from Jerusalem to another big city. And there was a lot of, you know, nowadays it would be a big highway with, you know, lights, traffic lights stopping outside Jericho, because there was a lot of traffic going back and forwards, because it says Jesus was passing through, so he wasn't actually going into the city. And in that area, there was a lot of people, a lot of, I guess it could be market stalls of people selling things and bearing their items of what they would grow crops or something, and they would sell. And there would be beggars there trying to beg for food or money or and somehow nourishment or something so that they could survive. So it was a very busy place. And Jericho was classed as an oasis-like town in the middle of a desert. And King Herod had actually built his winter palace there. You know, you have some people who own a house, and in winter when it's freezing cold, they move from that house to a second house that's more in the summer, in the hot season or warmer weather, so that they can cope in the winter. Well, Herod, this was his winter solstice house, because it was a warmer climate. It wasn't in the middle of summer where it would have been boiling hot, but it had like a spring, a natural spring in the area. And so he or the government or whoever had planted plants and palm trees and sycamore trees. Now, a sycamore tree, when it's planted, it's quite a fast growing tree. It takes about 10 to 20 to 40 years, depending on, I guess, the nourishment that it gets, to grow to the full height of where it will bring shade, of where it would be tall enough for Zacchaeus to climb. So was there one sycamore tree, or was there sycamore trees? I think there sounds like there were trees along this avenue. You know, where the government might plant trees, or it's not, you know, the government as such. It could be someone who loves nature and culture, and they've decided to plant the garden amongst all the buildings that start growing up amongst that area because they love nature. Whoever, though, decided to plant a tree, did they know what that tree was going to do in years to come? Now, if it was King Herod, he didn't plant it for the goodness of people. He planted it for himself, for his cohort, the army that he had, because they often parked themselves outside the walls of Jericho, and they would have had then shade. He knew that the traders would need shade to trade their wares. So if King Herod had done it, he didn't do it for the good of people, really. He might have done it because he liked that picturesque, you know, view of when he rode into town. But God says in Scripture, all things work for good for those who love God and are called according to his plan. So even if Herod, who was a bad man, had planted it, God used that planting for good. If it wasn't Herod and whoever it was, God used it for the goodness of people. Because that, how did the person who planted the sycamore tree, or people, or a government, know that it would be used one day by God? So Zacchaeus, who was short in stature, not just short in height, and you can say, but he was a tax collector, surely then he had a position in the town. Yes, he did, but the people themselves didn't like him. One, because he collected taxes for the Roman Empire, and two, because he took extra money for himself. And we know that, because when Jesus says, come down off the tree, out of the tree, I've seen you, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house. One, he was just amazed that Jesus saw him. Then his heart was transformed because he recognized Jesus, who he went and checked him out because he'd heard about this man. But was he heard the gossip of that he's the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Messiah that's come? That's why he climbed the tree. But he's short in stature of his highly thought of in the town because he's not. The people don't like him. And so, you know, have you ever been to a concert? I know my daughter has. And her husband took her, well, they went together. And he's quite a bit taller than her. And Emma's in the mosh pit, in the crowd, trying to look and can't see a thing because everyone's taller than her. Keep looking up to her husband saying, what can you see? What can I see? You know, unless someone lifts you up, how can you see what's happening on the stage when you're short? So Zacchaeus climbs the tree. But we know that he wasn't a kind, nice tax collector, but I think anyone who collected taxes, even today, people don't like. But it said because, Lord, you know, because they people are grumbling when Jesus says, I'm coming to your house. Oh, you're going to a sinner's house. And Zacchaeus says, because his heart's touched, his heart's transformed, even just that little bit. Lord, half of my possessions I'll give away to the poor. I love the sentence, if I have defrauded anyone, if, he knows he has. He says, I'll pay back four times as much. His heart had a conversion experience because Jesus said, I see you. I acknowledge you. I'm coming to your house. He just needed to be loved. He needed to be actually just seen. How often do we need that in our lives, especially from our living God, from Jesus? But I want to acknowledge the person who planted this tree was in the story of the conversion of Zacchaeus, because when, what did Jesus say? Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. Today, because that person or that government or possibly King Herod planted this tree, I've used it for good. And today salvation has come to Zacchaeus. And then he said, because everyone is a son of Abraham, I have chosen everyone to come and have this eternal life with me. This invitation is open to everyone. So maybe you're the person who loves gardening and plants a plant or a tree or a flower, and you don't know what God can do in using that for His glory and reaching people for Him. Maybe you're the one that saw the tree that needed planting. Maybe it was your government job, as it is nowadays, when someone goes around with this truck and the water tank on the back and they water the trees that have been planted along the streets for the government to make the township more picturesque or bring nature back into where the buildings are. Maybe you're the person who waters. Maybe you're the person that shares love to Zacchaeus and helps him see the invitation that Jesus has. Whatever it could be, it's God who brings the growth. It's God who brings the conversion of heart. But He uses our little gifts, our little ordinary things that we do. He uses it to bring people to know God, to give glory to the living God. So don't say, I've got nothing to give. My gift isn't good enough. Because just maybe you're planting that sycamore tree so that person can climb the tree and come and know, look for Jesus, seek Him out. And Jesus encounters on purpose, seeks out that person, and their heart is converted. Wow. Gives you a different idea of the story, doesn't it? Thank you for listening. And maybe pray about, Lord, what little gift, what little thing could I bring to help for people to come to know You, to serve You, Lord, just to love You, Jesus, so that You can convert people's hearts. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you.